Massachusetts July revenue report shows DraftKings in the lead. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has released its July 2023 revenue report showing $288.1 million wagered in sports across all approved online betting platforms in the state. From the total handle in July, DraftKings contributed $144.9 million, establishing its continual dominance in the Massachusetts gaming market. Additionally, DraftKings enjoyed a stronghold rate of 10.17% and generated $14.4 million in taxable revenue, the highest in the Bay State. DraftKings is followed closely by FanDuel, which secured $86.2 million in wagers and achieved a notable hold rate of 11.7%, resulting in revenue of $9.9 million. BetMGM came in at third place with $22.5 million in bets and a hold rate of 11.2%. translating to revenue of $2.5 million. New players enter the scene. Fanatics, poised to exit beta stage in all its operational states, handled $2.4 million in bets during the past month. The emerging brand garnered $221,000 with a hold rate of 9.6%. Better, in its second operational month, took a slight share of the market with a revenue of $11,000 at a hold rate of 7.3%. Barstool Sportsbook, soon to be replaced by ESPN Bet, recorded the lowest hold rate at 3.4%, resulting in earnings of $362,000. In general, operators managed $288.1 million in transactions in July and maintained an average hold rate of 10.3%. This yielded $28.8 million in revenue and $5.7 million in taxes for the state. Land-based July GGR. Meanwhile, the land-based casinos in the state recorded a total of $6.8 million in sports wagering handle for July. Encore Boston Harbor took in $3,236,151 in bets, with the closest competitor Plainridge Park Casino securing $2.9 million in wagers. Lastly, MGM Springfield took in $607,046.50. The released data also showed that Encore Boston Harbor got the highest casino bets at $61.2 million. Of the total slots, GGR was $34.7 million, while table GGR contributed $26.4 million. MGM Springfield was next with $23.5 million total casino wagers, $4.6 million from table games, while $18.80 was gotten from slots. Plainridge Park Casino's only slots offering generated over $13 million in bets. Earlier this month, DraftKings adjusted its full-year revenue and earnings predictions upward, following successful growth in the second quarter and the first half of the year.